Now I'll drop down to verse 16 here. Better is little with the fear of Jehovah than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Now, if you want an illustration of this in the Bible, well, it's found in the life of Daniel. Now, you remember he was taken as a slave. He was put with the wise men, and he was to be given a certain diet that they thought would develop him. And he turned that down because that meat was something he would not eat. And he asked for a cereal, actually. If you read that, and we'll see it when we get to it. But Daniel is asking for his Wheaties, and he wants that. Now, this was something that he had, and it was because of his fear of the Lord. He wanted to serve God. And my, how God honored that man. He made him prime minister to the first great world ruler, and made him prime minister to the second great world ruler and the second great world empire, Cyrus the Great, so that God honored this servant of his. Now we have here in verse 18, a wrathful man stirreth up contention, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. And that takes you back, of course, to the very first verse that we had, and a very important verse, by the way, that a man that is crude and rough in his dealings, why, he will stir up strife. And now, again, remember the Lord Jesus was the most controversial person that's ever been on this earth. And where the truth is preached, there's going to be trouble because the ones that don't want to hear it, I've said this before, I want to repeat it again because I believe that the Word of God's like a Geiger counter. You just start running it over a congregation and you'll find out who's genuine and who's not. Doesn't take you long to do that. I said to a young preacher, I was having trouble. I said, I tell you, you preach the Word of God. And I said, you give out the Word of God, the light of the gospel. And when you do that, I said, you'll find two things are going to happen. Always does. Now, when the light is given, and I told him, I said, when I was a boy, I used to have to go out the barn at night and feed sometimes the horse, the cow. And I said, I'd light a lantern. And I'd go out there, and I said, the minute that you open the barn door and step in, the rats will all run for cover. And the birds that are roosting up in the rafters, they begin to sing. Light has two effects, you see. The rats will run for cover. And so when you give out the Word of God, you're going to see two things happen. But we need to recognize the fact that we do not need to exaggerate the fact that the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ today is an offense. We don't need to exaggerate it. Just preach it. And that, I think, is the important thing to keep in mind and the thing that he is saying here. Now, let me drop on down here in verse 20. We're told that a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. You see, a father brags of a boy if he's making good. If he's not, you won't hear a word out of him. Verse 21, folly is joy to him that is destitute of heart, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Now, verse 23, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. You know, it's not only what you say, but when you say it that's important. Sometimes just the right word at the right time will do the job. May I say, and many of us, if we would testify today, could tell you that the right word was said at the right time in our own lives that changed our lives. And that certainly happened to me. Verse 26, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure, pleasant words. Now, we've seen that before when we considered the sacrifice of the wicked and the way of the wicked and the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. The wicked has to be turned from his wicked way, and he has to be turned to God. Now, I drop down to verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. And I wonder if you recognize that in the Word of God, Peter says this, that he hears the prayer. That's interesting. Of the righteous, but his ears are closed to the prayer of the wicked. And God makes that very clear, friends. The Lord's far from the wicked. He heareth the prayer of the righteous. Verse 30, the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. I tell you that one of the best ways to lose weight is to get a bad report, is to hear bad news. And then the last one, verse 33 in this chapter, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Coming with humility to learn of God, to bow before him, that's the important lesson for man to learn.